Every home office needs a good radio, too. Gotta have a good radio. But before we get to that, let's start at the top. Lighting the workspace. I can't stand being in a work area without a window.
Well,
I know that's not an option in a lot of situations. But man, you gotta have a lit workspace.
Yeah. Well, we can't help you with the window part, but when it does come to actual task lighting, we can do many different things. And with the onslaught of LED lighting, there's just so many options that you can go with. You can go with puck lights, you can go with strip lighting, and different intensities and different temperatures of the light. So when I say temperature, I mean from a yellowish light to a very bright white light. And so all those options are available, and it's something that we also show people in the showroom, and so that they can see exactly what they are getting. And so it's really important. You want to be able to read and be able to see what you're working on.
And it's critical because that can affect a lot of people. You know, the flickering incandescents, they drive Jennifer nuts. Cannot stand them. Gives her a headache instantly. You had mentioned the different light and yellows. I mean, it can have a impact on you physically.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So definitely people did used to get headaches and different things, but I think the LED technology has really taken care of that problem.
Yeah, it's an incredible technology.
Yep.
And lasts longer, more efficient, just the improvement of time and science.
And it's very, very easy to incorporate into our home offices and things because it's low voltage. So we can put it just about anywhere in the system. So if you want something to not just shine on your workspace, but you want it to also be decorative, we can do it in the baseboards, and we can do it above possible crown that's on top of the unit, and do uplighting. And it's just so many different things we can do.
And like you said, the low voltage factor, that does save a lot because we're not having to run a bigger amp wire back to wherever the meter is now.
Exactly. Let's just plug into one of the light sockets and you have it. The only thing that's difficult is for us, and then we have to figure out how to hide all the cords so that you don't see those.
What about paper storage? Even in today's era of computers and technology, I mean, just look around this radio broadcast station. There's paper on every desk.
Yep. You can't get away from paper. But there's a bunch of different ways that we can take care of that, too. And, certainly with drawers and how we build the drawers and how we divide the drawers. So there's many, many different ways we can do it there. There's one part that people probably don't even think about, and that's the back wall of your desk. You know, when you're looking at your desk and the walls, they're right there in front of you. There's many different ways that you can use that wall, and people don't even think about that until they get a chance to see us. You can put fabric walls on there with so you can put pins into it. You can do magnetic glass. So you can just use magnets to hold your papers and things like that. There's what we call fusion wall, which is similar to slat wall, but it actually works really well for the back wall of something like that. So it's just a strip of metal, but it has slots in it. And you can put all these different hooks that they actually make for desks now. And it can have pen holders in it. It can have a holder for, you know, just about anything. It also has holders for files. So if you have a Pendaflex file that you have in your drawer, and that's the file you're going to be working on today, you can pick it up, put it on the wall, and then just access one or two papers that you need. You don't have to lay it on your desk, so it keeps your desk clean at the same time.
Now, define magnetic glass, because glass is a liquid made out of primarily sand, and you've added this metal component, and you can it sounds counterintuitive.
Well, it's basically a laminated magnet on the back of glass, and that the glass can be decorative. You can have all kinds of patterns on the glass.
Okay, so you're not embedding magnetic qualities into the glass. It's just strong enough that it adheres through the glass.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yep.
Cool. That sounds very neat.
Yep.
And that's all for the back wall. Now,
yeah.
And a lot of cases, just time or just space requirements that, you know, you are facing a wall. But in my ideal case, I like to be able to look up whether I'm looking at the computer or I'm writing down on paper. I like my eyes to be able to come straight up and see out the window. So in that case, you're talking a freestanding desk. Can you ever have too much desktop space?
You know, actually, I think you can. In fact, I think my daughter would say that I have too much desk space because it's just loaded up with papers and everything. So she calls me the most unorganized organizer in the world. But
Probably makes you the most creative organizer as well, though, too.
Well, I know where everything is in every pile.
Absolutely.
And she moves them and tries to clean up for me, and that becomes a real, you know, sticking point between us. I think you can have too much desk space, and you want to be able to keep it clean so that you can work freely and be able to, you don't have to push things around to be able to write.
In a sense, depending on your personality, reducing the desk space can help you be more organized because it forces you to put things away instead of letting that countertop space pile up.
Exactly.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.